Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. We have three Shittos in this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Truma that fell into Chulin is Oila Be'echar Umeya. Meaning to say, the Truma has to fall into 100 pieces of Chulin, so if I count it all up, I'll have 101. Rabbi Yeshua says, Be'meya Ve'oid, that if the Truma falls into Meya Ve'oid, and the Batanur explains it this way. Truma fell into 99 pieces of chul. 99 and a little bit more. So if you count up how much I have over here, if the truma fell into 99 plus something, so I have a total of over 100. And that's the key. That's what you have to have according to Rabbi Yeshua. You have to have over 100. That's what he means, b'mei of oid. And a third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Oimer. It has to fall into 100 v'oid. Well, isn't that the same as Rabbi Yeshua? And the answer is no. Rabbi Yeshua says the oid does not have a shear, 99 plus any fraction. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says it can't just be any fraction. It has to be a kav l'meyasa. In other words, let's say a sa truma fell into 99 sa of chulin. So I have a total of 100, but it has to be 100 plus, and that plus has to be at least a kav. It has to be an extra kav of chulin. 99 sa plus a kav of chulin. If the one sa of truma falls into 99 sa plus a kav of chulin, that's when it would become batel. And that is shesus l'matmeya. There are six kav in a sa. So basically what we're saying is you have to have an extra sixth. What do we mean an extra sixth? Whatever amount of truma fell in, you have to have 99 pieces of chulin plus an extra sixth of that amount of truma. So if a saw of truma fell in, and there are six kavim in a saw, it has to fall into 99 and a kav. So shesus lematmeya means a sixth, another sixth of the amount of truma that fell in. There is so much to talk about to explain this mission that we could be here for hours. But Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we are learning Mishnayos. You'll be learning the Rishonim and the Paiskim and the Achrayim. Let's just, b'kitzur nimritz, touch on a few things. If you have a mixture of min b'she'ena minoy, two different types of mina, something that is aser fell into something else, totally something else, which is mutter. That's min b'she'ena minoy. You have to have shishim. You have to have 60 times the amount. If it's min b'minoy, in other words, a piece of, let's say, not kosher meat fell into kosher meat, and it's dry, it wasn't cooked together, nothing liquid over here, it would be batel b'roiv. If it was liquid, you would also have to have shishim. Suddenly, when truma falls into chulin, Chazal said, here it changes totally. It's going to be 1 in 100. But how exactly we break down that 1 in 100, that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, it has to fall into a full 100. So in other words, if a saw of truma falls into 100, so of chulin, then we say, okay, it becomes batel. But I have to have a total of 101. Because I have 100 chulin and the one of the truma. Now, even though it becomes batel, he's left to take out one saw and give it to the kohen. That's al gzeila. Because there's a saw that belongs to the kohen. The fact that it becomes batel, that just tells me that there's no iser, that a zar can eat it. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether this, that you have to have 100, to be mevatel truma is midraisa midrabanan. According to most Rishonim, it's just midrabanan. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer is the most strict cheetah here. He says, you want the chulin to become batel. In other words, you want that a person should be able to eat the entire mixture, even if he's not a kayin. So it's one saw into 100 saw of chulin, and you have to take out one saw and give it to the kayin. Rabbi Yeshua says, it doesn't have to fall into mamish 100. It could fall into mei of oid, as we explained that. It has to fall into a little bit more than 99. One saw, if it fell into 99 point something of chulin, that's okay. Because that would have a total of 100 plus, right? With the saw of truma. And the 99 plus of chulin, I would have a little bit more than 100. How much is that little more? Anything. Even the smallest fraction. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, no, not the smallest fraction. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua. It doesn't have to fall into 100, it could fall into 99 plus, but that plus has to be at least a sixth of the truma. So if a sof truma fell in over here, it would have to fall into 99 sof plus a kav, because there are six kavim in a sof, and that would be a sixth of the truma.